Whoopie pies and terrible chocolate news. This is What a Weird Week.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like Crazy Bill here.
Really weird, weird tale.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott. Welcome back, or welcome to the What a Weird Week program, where we catch you up on this week's weird news items. This is episode Can't Remember, Season 5, and if you want show notes or a transcript and stuff, remember our website is shownotes.page. Get all the podcast stuff, shownotes.page.
10.
Kicking things off with one from our buddy, future best friend, weird news guru at United Press International, Ben Hoops. Hooper Hoops had the story about the world record finally becoming official. It's a case of good things come to those who wait. The Portland Sea Dogs baseball team out of Maine attempted the world's longest line of whoopie pies last summer, and now it's officially been verified by the Guinness World Records, folks. This was part of the State of Maine Whoopie Pie Festival. Whoopie pies, one of the all-time great pies, and I don't know, it's kind of a regional thing. I'm not sure if you have whoopie pies where you're at, but two jumbo cookies with whipped cream in the middle, usually. And when I say cookies, I mean, a lot of times they're very, very cakey cookies with some sort of whipped cream or icing filling. I would recommend trying them. They are delicious. The world record for most whoopie pies in a line is 2,121. 2,121 whoopie pies. World record. Congratulations, Portland Sea Dogs.
9.
From CBC Montreal, Canada, the story of the lawsuit involving parents who allege that a teacher in Quebec has been selling students artwork online and keeping the money. And this is a $1 million lawsuit, $1.575 million. The parents of 10 students are involved. They all want, you know, $150,000 in damages for copyright infringement. Mentioned in the lawsuit, one of the assignments from the teacher was creepy portraits. So the teacher, this is all alleged until everyone gets their day in court, but the teacher, art teacher assigns, I want you all to do a creepy portrait. And then those things ended up on the internet. You could buy a creepy portrait print. You could also get a creepy portrait coffee mug or a t-shirt, etc. You got to respect the hustle a little bit. It's wrong to steal and all that. I always like to preface by saying it is wrong to steal. But, I mean, you could argue in front of the judge, maybe you have no real defense. A scenario like this, let's just say it's you. And they've got you. You could argue, Your Honor, you've got to respect the hustle, and the judge would be like, case dismissed, you're right, respect the hustle. I'm not a lawyer there, legal expert, so don't quote me on that defense. Next, weird bug looks like something gross, and slacker strikes it rich. This is the What a Weird Week program, where we catch you up on the week's weird news.
8.
They've discovered a new beetle in Australia, and they almost didn't discover it, apparently, because it looks so much like bird poop. It was almost overlooked. A researcher who was camping saw the, it's called the punk beetle. The researcher says, I almost overlooked it. I thought it was bird poop. Quote from the article. But it wasn't bird poop, you guys. It was just a weird-looking bird poop-like beetle. Maybe you're tuned into the program, you're not able to click the website. You can get all this through the show notes or shownotes.page, but I'll describe it for you. The thing is about half an inch long, centimeter long-ish. It has long, white, fluffy hair, and I guess in nature, it blends in with bird poop in some way. I do love it when they discover new things. I think there's something about that. I think it gives me hope. Leads me to believe we haven't discovered all the things yet. And I like that.
7.
From Sky News, man finds England's biggest gold nugget with faulty detector after arriving an hour late to dig. That headline by Dylan Donnelly pretty good sums it up. This is someone who had been metal detecting for decades. They show up at an organized metal detecting event or group dig. The fellow arriving late, Richard, 67 years old, he arrives late and then his favorite metal detector is not working. He had to use some old crappy one. I can't use Betsy. Betsy's not working. I assume if you're a detectorist, you name your favorite metal detector device. Betsy's not working. I'm going to have to use Gertrude. And then, 20 minutes into it, finds a gold nugget that is described as huge. Almost 65 grams. Some other things that are around 65 grams. A C battery. Your average deck of cards. A little bit heavier than 65 grams. It's a big old gold nug. They think it'll make 30,000. It's going on auction. 30,000 pounds at auction, they believe it will make. Not bad for 20 minutes of metal detecting. Good going, Richard. Next, the terrible chocolate news. And the game show that has a contingency in case you... kind of weird. This is the What a Weird Week show. Thank you for listening.
Six.
Terrible chocolate news, you guys. The headline from Food Business News is global cocoa market teetering on the brink of chaos. There are some brinks that are good to be teetering on. If you're teetering on the brink of fame or fortune, those are some good brinks to be teetering on. But to be teetering on the brink of chaos, not good. The article is all about how cocoa bean prices are going up. There's also a shortage in cocoa butter. One of the quotes from the article is, the industry is in justified panic mode, according to one of the experts in the article. I don't like that. Coming into Easter weekend, delicious Easter chocolate. We're going to have to savor this, put some in the deep freeze, get some of it when it goes on sale after this weekend, because good night, Irene. If the prices go up on chocolate, what are we going to do? Sorry, I'm a bit, I had given up chocolate for Lent, just had a bite of chocolate before recording, a bit wound up. To be continued on this one.
Five.
The game show with the pee on TV contingency plan. This is an article that came out this week from The Mirror. The headline is, Price is Right has special plan in place in case contestants pee themselves. An article quoting a former producer from The Price is Right game show. If you're unfamiliar, it's a game show. Wait, you're familiar. Everyone knows The Price is Right. Okay, moving on. They have a system in place. They've thought of everything on that show. You got to figure at some point they've worried about any scenario that we can dream up. You spin the big wheel and it comes undone and it starts rolling towards the audience. Well, somebody's thought of that and they have somebody in place who's maybe a retired football player and they're just in charge of tackling that wheel before it crushes people in the audience. I don't know, just brainstorming. Anyway, they have thought about what to do if someone pees themselves during the taping of the show, like perhaps excited, want a new car and you pee yourself, or maybe you've been waiting so long to come on down and be the next contestant on The Price is Right that you've got to go. So their contingency plan involves a blow dryer and a pair of sweatpants. That's kind of the whole article, but you can do a deep dive if you want. We have a link in the show notes. Next, the island you'll want to travel to the day after Easter, and why is that guy on the billboard eating cheese? The What a Weird Week show. It's weird news, you guys.
Four.
From Metro UK. Remote UK island now has more Easter eggs than people. The article by Katie Biden about a shop owner on a Scottish island where the population is around 500 people. The shop owner thought they were ordering enough Easter eggs for the Easter rush. You know, big hollow chocolate Easter eggs. Smarties inside, which in Canada and the UK, Smarties are candy-coated chocolate. In the United States, I know Smarties are different, like a sour candy. The shop owner thought they were ordering 80 of these, but ended up ordering 80 cases. So now the shop owner has more eggs than people on this island. Just one of those mix-ups. It could happen to anybody, but imagine now the day after Easter at that shop, those things are going to be marked down, and I am jealous. You almost would want to, if you've given up chocolate for Lent, you almost want to book a flight to that Scottish island for the day after Easter.
Three.
The New York Post article, the headline, Say Cheese! Billboard shames man concerning his cheese consumption. This is a billboard in Kentucky, and the article talks about Jonathan Pittman, who paid for this billboard. The billboard has a picture of his friend eating mac and cheese, He rented that billboard for 4 weeks, so that's like $1,200 in advertising fees. Seems like one of these marketing campaigns where it turns out they're trying to sell mac and cheese. The billboard has the same color scheme as Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, Kraft Dinner. The caption on the billboard says, This man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year. We cannot stop him. Some people on Reddit, a subreddit, got into it and thought, oh, this is somebody who lost a bet, like a fantasy football. Yeah, lost the fantasy football thing, and now you got to pay the price. And in this case, it was, we're going to put your face on a billboard eating cheese. For now, it's still a mystery. Hasn't been confirmed, but that seems like a likely scenario. But the cheese mystery continues. Kind of funny. Next, we have the winner in the Cadbury Bunny Contest, and it ain't no bunny. And a classic dessert is changing its recipe, and I am nervous. This is the What a Weird Week show. We count down the weird news of the week. Cadbury announces the 2024 winner of the Cadbury Bunny Contest. I keep calling it the Cadbury Easter Bunny Contest. They just call it the Cadbury Bunny Contest. I think we're speaking the same language, though. They have this contest where any lovable animal can be the Cadbury Easter Bunny. Kind of a publicity stunt slash contest. We talked about this on an earlier episode. Congratulations to Louie. Louie the raccoon is the first ever raccoon to be the Cadbury Easter Bunny. And it's quite an amazing photo. I can't tell if it's photoshopped or not. You got Louie there with the rabbit ears and adjacent to delicious Cadbury Easter eggs. Louie's tongue sticking out. It's a great photo, Louie. Congratulations. And to Louie's owners, you have a pet raccoon. That's something. Honorable mention. The company behind Chips Ahoy has changed the recipe for Chips Ahoy cookies. Here's kind of the gist of it. More cocoa. Now, we talked earlier about how cocoa is becoming more scarce, and they think the price of all the cocoa-related stuff is going to go up. But that ain't this. This is just a happy story about more cocoa in their chocolate chips, the Chips Ahoy Cookie Company, and Madagascar Vanilla Extract, which, here's the quote, will make a well-rounded chocolate flavor, reducing bitterness. We've gone all these years with, I guess, bitter chocolate chips in our Chips Ahoy cookies? Those things are delicious. I'm sure they did all the market research and stuff, but if you're old enough to remember New Coke, it changed the recipe into something they thought would be more delicious. It was not well received. I'm a little concerned about Chips Ahoy cookies. But if you guys want to back up that cookie truck to my front door and just unload a dump truck of cookies, I'm willing to do a taste test. This portion of the show not sponsored by Chips Ahoy. Honorable mention too. As we head into Easter weekend, wishing you all a happy and blessed Easter if you celebrate, the folks at Clausen have a jelly bean that tastes like delicious pickles. Clausen pickled flavored jelly beans in time for Easter season. This article says that last year, 2023, jelly beans became the top Easter candy for the American market. It used to be Peeps, you know, marshmallow Peeps. Now it's jelly beans. Classic jelly beans have taken the top spot again. So I guess the folks behind Clausen Pickles saw the writing on the candy wall and thought, let's take what we know and let's capitalize on this popularity of the jelly bean and let's make a pickled jelly bean. I haven't tasted these things, but I do like it when a brand takes a big swing. Hang on, number one is next, a world record that you might want to try this weekend. It's not for the faint of heart, but you could do it. It's doable. This is the What a Weird Week show. We count down the weird news of the week.
One.
Our number one story this week is from David Record Breaker Rush. He's the fellow trying to set a world record every week all year. He always uses these world records to shine a light on education and STEM education initiatives. He posted a video a couple of days ago, him drinking a liter of lemon juice in under 14 seconds. It's not official yet as a world record, but I mean, he did it. He nailed it, unless they find some technicality. You have to drink it through a straw. It's pure lemon juice.
I've never drank anything that fast in my life, but I'm really glad I did just now. And I hope never, ever to have to do this record again.
So he does that, and then he documents his journey after unofficially setting the world record. And the journey involves a lot of stomach pain.
Oh my goodness. Stomach is not happy.
Congratulations, David Rush. Okay, that's it. That is the program. That is your 10 Weird News Stories of the Week. Appreciate your listening to the What a Weird Week show. You can click our show notes page, which is shownotes.page, for more stuff on the podcast. Shout out to you folks tuned in on the live stream and to our friends at Funhouse Radio. Every weekend you can catch this program broadcast on Funhouse Radio. Just ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. Back again next week with another countdown of weird news.